Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? And because I've done this for a very long time, well over 25 years working with CEOs, presidents, and business owners, I've seen the highs, I've seen the lows. I've seen people be ecstatic because their business just grows and grows, and I've seen people absolutely be heartbroken because no matter what they do, they can't seem to get traction. So what has happened? What's going on in the economy? Well, even the economists don't really know what's going on. Who are you going to talk to? If you talk to one economist, they'll tell you things are absolutely terrific. If you talk to another economist, they'll tell you, I don't know, concerned about the future. But what we do know is that we have to do business. And because business people have been so inundated with bad news and regulation and taxes, they tend to get just too comfortable. They tend not to step out and say, this is what I need to try. This is what I need to do. So the business people that will stay in their comfort zone are going to have a problem in the future. What are you going to do to get out of your business comfort zone? And here's what I mean. Should I hire that person? Should I not hire that person? I don't know. Maybe I should wait. Well, is that person going to bring a profit to you? Are they going to be a profit center? Are they going to add something to your business? If they are, you've got to hire them. Now, it may not work out. Sometimes that happens. You have to be prepared to give them a reasonable amount of time to be successful. And if they're not successful, you've got to give them the opportunity to go someplace else. Gee, should I buy that equipment? Shouldn't I buy that equipment? I don't know. I'm uncertain of what the future is going to be. Well, we certainly need to be conservative, but we need to be aggressive at the same time. Is that new equipment going to help you make a profit? Is going to help you become more efficient. Everything that you do, you cannot stay where you are. And the reason you can't stay where you are is because the competition is breathing right down your neck. The competition wants your business. If you're not being aggressive, if you're not improving your business, if you're not improving your process, if you're not improving your staff, if you're not improving your training, if you're not getting out of that comfort zone of doing the same thing day after day, if you're not deciding what markets you should be in, looking for new markets, shoring up the old ones, talking to key customers, taking someone to lunch, seeing exactly how you can improve what you're doing, talking to your customers and saying, what can we do to do better? Don't be afraid to pick the phone up and call them. They already know what they think of you. They already know what they need from you. You're the only one that doesn't know. Don't be afraid to lead people. Don't be afraid to sit around with your employees and say, what can we do better? What can I do better as a leader? Get out of your comfort zone. The more we get out of our comfort zone, the more successful we'll be. Now, I'm not talking about doing foolish things. I'm not talking about just throwing what we're doing to the wind and saying, I'll cast my fate to the wind. I'll just let it happen. No, I'm talking about thoughtful, absolutely determined, good business thinking, making sure that we're putting the odds in our favor, putting ourselves in a position where we say, you know, if I do this, it's going to work out well. But here's my backup position if it doesn't do it. So we don't bet everything on one idea. We don't bet the company on one idea. We stay solid in what we're doing. We get out of our comfort zone and we try new things. New things and new techniques to make our business work. And how do we find those new things? Well, we find the new things by talking to someone who's an expert in the field that you're in. We talk to someone who can help us, who can get us thinking. We look at what our competition is doing. We have lunch with other business people who aren't necessarily in competition with us, and we say, hey, what are you doing over there? What are you doing to make things better? What are you doing that's exciting, and what are you doing, and how did you change your thinking about whatever the subject happens to be? And you'll find that you'll be feeling better because you'll be in the game. You'll be playing the game of business. You'll be right there on the first string team. You won't be sitting on the sidelines just hoping to get in the game. This is Howard LeWinter, and let's get out there. Let's make it happen. And of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.